Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N. It's Monday, the 2nd of April, 2012. This is my audio blog. So I really enjoyed listening to Rory Kiflin Jones' audio boo, where he was given a phone call by internationalpcsolution.com. internationalpcsolution.com, not solutions, but just solution. Well, they were scamming him, and it was very interesting to hear that, because I had the same phone call, I think from the same company. It was the same thing. They were very very definite that I was running Windows on my computer, and that I needed their help, and they were a bit taken aback when I said that I was running a Mac, and that didn't run Microsoft Windows. They seemed to be a bit shocked by that. I took a slightly different approach to Rory. I was trying to get their company number, and all that kind of, and that kind of thing. But similarly, they hung up on me on the end. Oh, I was also trying to look at the telephone preference service aspect of it to see whether I could report them to the TPS, and that's why I wanted their company number. But I didn't have the wherewithal to record all of that, but Rory Kiflin Jones evidently did, and it made a fantastic audio boot. So I think it's really worth people listening to that audio boot scam recording that Rory Kiflin published. I'll include a link in this boo. But I think people should hear about this scam, and because I can see how somebody who doesn't know very much about their Windows computer could be completely drawn in by this. It's obviously that's why it's such a well-designed scam, and the only way that they're going to defeat that scam is by letting more and more people, well, first of all, getting that company shut down, making an example of them, which is going to require people to spread the word, really, about this company. But then there's also an education element of it, so I'm sure if the BBC were to put out a big article story about CLS ID, then that particular hook would no longer be able to be used. But yeah, it's shocking what people will do and how people will try and steal money from people that don't, people that say the elderly might be phoned up like this and be scammed out of their money in this way. It's just shocking, really. So I'm really glad that Rory made that recording and published it on audiobook. Fantastic.